This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
So, in Parshas Re, Perek Tezvah, Pasuk Tes, the Torah warns us not to be stingy when it comes to giving tzedakah. It says, Hishamer lecha, be careful, penyia davar im levav chabliyal. Maybe you'll have a lawless thought. V'ra einecha b'achicha evyon, and you'll have a bad eye, a stingy eye to your brother, the poor. V'loi sitein lai, and you won't give to him. V'kara alecha l'Hashem, he'll call out to God, v'haya b'chachet. So the simple meaning here is, why wouldn't somebody give tzedakah? You're stingy, you want the money for yourself. You know, you don't want to be generous. But Rabbi Kiveger learns that it could be that sometimes a person may think, I won't give tzedakah for a philosophical reason. And that is, we know the Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Yud brings a conversation between Turnus Rufus and Rabbi Akiva, where Turnus Rufus asked Rabbi Akiva, does God love the poor? So Rabbi Akiva said, of course he does. So Turnus Rufus says, if he loves them, so why doesn't he give them money? So Rabbi Akiva says, to save us from Gehenna by supporting them. So Turnus Rufus says, just the opposite. By supporting the poor, you're going to go to Gehenna. And this is analogous to a case where a king puts someone in jail, puts his subject in jail, and says, nobody feed him. So someone comes and sneaks and feeds the subject. He's a marid b'malchus. He's rebellious against the king. So too, if God decreed someone should be poor, so that means God wants him to be poor. God doesn't want him to have money. So why are you trying to circumvent the decree of heaven? So Rabbi Akiva says, no, bad mashal, bad example. The mashal you should give, the analogy you should give is to a father who put his kid in jail and says, nobody should feed my kid. So what if somebody comes and sneaks in and feeds the kid? The king will reward the person because it's his son. And Rabbi Akiva says, we are banim to Hashem. Like the pasuk says, banim atem l'Hashem l'kecha. However, we know, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, that this is the shita of Rabbi Akiva, because that's the shita of Rabbi Meir. This is Rabbi Meir's shita, that regardless of what level we're on, we're always considered the children of Hashem. But there is an opinion of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, only when we do the will of God are we banim. But if somebody is poor, they obviously didn't do the will of God, so they have a status of avodim. So it's actually questionable whether, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to give tzedakah to somebody who's not doing the will of Hashem. Be it as it may, somebody might have a philosophical idea and say, I'm not going to give tzedakah. After all, we're all the servants of God. And if God decreed that this person should be poor, who am I to circumvent Hashem's decree? Hashem wants this person to be poor. But what's this person saying then? Because we know we're only considered avadim if we're not doing the will of Hashem. Even Rabbi Yehuda, who says we're avadim, that's only when we're not doing the will of Hashem. When we do the will of Hashem, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that we're banim. So the philosophical rationalization that a person might have not to give tzedakah is they'll say, well, we're avadim to Hashem. So if we're avadim to Hashem, we're not entitled to give tzedakah. But by saying that, you're impugning Klal Yisrael, because you're saying that Jews are not oisin ritzoino shel makom. Therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eger, be careful. You might have an improper thought. You know what the improper thought is? By enunciating that the Jewish people don't do the will of God. So that in a way is like being mamlitz ra, that is speaking bad about the Jewish people. One should never do that. One should never stamp the Jewish people as being on the madrega where we don't do the will of God. And that, says Rabbi Kiveger, is the davar im levav chabliyal. To say that we're avdei Hashem is a wrong thing to say. You should say we're banim l'Hashem. And to say we're avdei Hashem, says Rabbi Kiveger, v'haya b'chachet, that is a sinful opinion. Okay, that's how Rabbi Kiveger learns this pasuk, kisham l'cha panyia davar im levav chabliyal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.